The ABC's revelations that some sunscreen brands are inaccurately promoting themselves as nanotechnology-free have prompted calls for better regulation of nanomaterials. But the push for a mandatory register has suffered a blow, with a federal government report labelling it questionable. The Australian Council of Trade Unions is among those calling for a register, saying the potential risks posed by nanoparticles are still unknown. Rachel Carbonell has our report.
Nanotechnology is the science of reducing the size of particles to just billionths of a metre. Nanoparticles can be found in many products and materials, such as sunscreen, cosmetics, food and clothing. The federal government recently released a study it commissioned to look at the feasibility of a mandatory nanotechnology product register, and this is what it concluded.
It is clear that some nanomaterials behave differently to bulk form materials, and there are associated health, safety and environmental risks. However, the challenge presented by nanotechnology can be met through existing regulatory frameworks. It is therefore difficult to see a nanoproducts register delivering a net benefit to the community. The feasibility of a nanoproduct registry is questionable.
But groups pushing for a register disagree. Renata Mussolino works in occupational health and safety at the Victorian Trades Hall Council and represents the Australian Council of Trade Unions on nanotechnology forums.
Workers have a fundamental right to know what they're working with. With nanotechnology, they don't. So employers could be bringing materials into the workplace, and probably are, that contain nanomaterials, and they have no idea. And therefore that means they have no idea about what controls they can be putting in place, about ensuring that exposure is either minimised or, if possible, there is no exposure. Because we know that in the long term, it's happened with many other substances before, they have effects and they can take 20, 30, 40 years. We say you should take a precautionary approach.
The feasibility report points to the challenge of ensuring safety without stifling innovation, saying that nanotechnology is potentially worth $50 billion a year to the Australian economy. Renata Mussolino says the right balance hasn't yet been struck.
We don't want to panic people, and I would also agree that we don't want to stifle innovation. However, it doesn't mean that you just don't tell people, and I think that it could backfire. A register is one aspect that would provide information not only to workers but to the public.
Unions are already concerned about the use of carbon nanotubes in building materials.
At the moment, carbon in its bulk form is non-hazardous, therefore it doesn't specifically get captured under our hazardous substances regs. Therefore, you don't actually have to provide, if you're a supplier or an employer, you don't have to provide a safety data sheet on it. I can't tell you with certainty what workplaces are using carbon nanotubes, but carbon nanotubes, it's not only may be hazardous, there's been enough now to show that they are hazardous, that they elicit the same sort of response in lungs as asbestos fibres do.
And Renata Mussolino says other safety concerns for workers are also emerging.
A European union body has just done a literature review and found exactly the same thing, that safety data sheets and labels are not providing the right information for workplaces to be able to implement controls.
Gregory Crocetti from Friends of the Earth says a New South Wales parliamentary inquiry recommended in 2008 that a mandatory register be established.
The mandatory register would mean that we can effectively identify what the materials are and that we can manage these new health risks that they pose. Just last week there was a study that was released that identified a brand new mode of nanotoxicity called citrullination that we'd never previously heard of before.
And what did that study point to in terms of potential health effects?
This new study found that the exposure to human and mice cells, at least, of various types of nanoparticles could be linked to the development of rheumatoid arthritis and other serious autoimmune diseases.
Dr. Crocetti says existing regulators are not adequately addressing the potential risks of nanoparticles.
The vast majority of nanomaterials do not require any safety assessments. So this means that right now there are literally hundreds of products on supermarket shelves in Australia and in our workplaces that contain unregulated and untested nanomaterials.
The feasibility report acknowledges the current arrangements aren't perfect, but says increased funding for nanosafety research could be a more effective way of addressing community concerns without stifling innovation. No one from the government was available to be interviewed, but a spokesman for the Department of Industry, Innovation, Science and Research said the report is being considered by the government as part of a broader range of issues relating to the oversight of nanotechnology.
Rachel Carbonell reporting.